Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's the author of the annual, now for more than 20 years, 10,000 Commandments, which is a unique and important work on the understanding of the impact and the burden that regulations put on businesses every year. He's also the co-author of Copy Fights and others. He's our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. And I appreciate that ZZ Top clip. It reminded me that there's a new documentary on Netflix about those guys. So
I've seen it. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Oh,
hey,
good.
Hey, Wayne, one of the things that I like to point out around here, I'm a clear-eyed person about our president. I'm aware of his warts, but I also believe it's important to give the devil his due when it's due. And one of the things that this administration has done that hasn't been done to this degree in my lifetime, even in Reagan's tenure, is to do what we were begging the government to do all the time, and which is the object of your focus of your work. And that is just to get the government out of our way. I don't need you to help us. I don't need you I don't need your money. I don't need anything. I just need you to get out of our way. And you and I've talked about this a lot. And now comes the executive order 13891. It sounds like this might be a little bit more of getting the government out of our way, which is the one thing, in my opinion, that Trump has done better than anything else. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's really important. You know, sometimes we joke that you don't have to tell the grass to grow. You just have to take the rocks off of it.
That's exactly right.
And that sort of gets at what that gets at what you're saying. Well, but Jim, you mentioned, you know, the cost of regulation, impact of regulation, and how we do at CEI, this 10,000 Commandments report. It's always been the case that even if you disagree with government spending and what it lays money out on, that you can at least look up what spending is. You can find out exactly what debt is and the deficit is. But that's never been the case with regulation. And so we started compiling that report. But what's happened under the Trump administration, and as you said, this hasn't occurred in a long, long time, because you have to go back to Reagan to the time when even cost-benefit analysis of regulations were put in place. We do a little bit of that, not very much, which is something I've outlined a lot too. But we had some reforms of red tape, rolling back regulations on small business back in the 90s. But, Jim, you know, there hadn't been anything like that since. It's been very, very difficult to do red tape rollbacks. You know, we can do tax cuts, and speaking of warts, you know, you've talked about some of the warts that tax bill had and things like that. But on the regulatory side, it's very difficult to get anything done. It's been since the 1990s, and so President Trump came in with executive orders to roll back the regulatory state, and a lot of your listeners probably know the most infamous of that was the requirement that for every new regulation agencies put out, they have to get rid of two.
Right.
And we've talked about that a good bit, and we've tracked
which is almost as good as my idea of sunsetting every regulation in 5 years, unless you renew.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to get to that, and if we don't cover it on this today, I think that's something we need to circle
back on and talk about. Let's cover it.
Because I think there's something that Trump can do some things on that on his own. But the good new thing he's done is, and you mentioned this new executive order on the so-called guidance documents. Jim, it's not just that the Congress passes laws, which it does a few dozen every year, and that agencies pass regulations, notice and comment regulations in the Federal Register. There are several thousand of those. But there's also something called guidance documents, and there's so many different varieties.
That's the dark matter.
They're calling it regulatory dark matter, yes. And it's notices, bulletins, circulars, letters, administrative interpretations, all these kind of word salad of ways that agencies get small business and others to do things. Well, the Trump administration issued an executive order, 13891, requiring that agencies have to put together a compendium, a portal, where you can finally find all this stuff. that's the main thing.
In one place. And, you know, you a portal, that's what a portal means,
one,
folks. A portal means you go through one door and you find it. If it's there, you find it. And I will tell you, as we go to a break, Wayne, I'm going to let you come back to this after the break. Folks, this word salad, the guidance, the dark matter he talked about, that was one of the ways the Obama administration oppressed us. They'd send out an email. They'd do a blog post.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden it became law across the government. We can't have that, folks. We can't run a business like that. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.